The fight for Catalonia's independence from Spain could soon be one step closer. Catalonia's leaders plan to hold a new independence referendum on October 1st. But Spain's conservative national government argues the independence vote is illegal and has taken steps to stop it. Daniel Castro, president of the Catalan Centre of Victoria, explained to The Wise Rebecca St. Clair why Catalonians want independence and what it could mean for them.
Catalonia has always had a strong sense of community, and we believe that we are a nation, and this is one of the things that Spain has always tried to dispute. The fact that you recognize yourself as a nation means that you think that you belong to a group that has a common language, a common history, a common heritage, and that makes you different. The economical reasons, the imbalance that we have between the taxes that Catalonia contributes to the Spain and the benefits that we get out of that, it doesn't make sense to Catalonia to belong to a country that financially it doesn't work for us. And on top of that, and I'm not saying that there's no corruption, there is also corruption in Catalonia, but the cases and the things that are happening in Spain make that impossible for us to believe that we should be continuing being part of Spain.
How long has the quest for independence been going on?
The beginning of the 19th century, there was like something what's called like a rebirth movement. The intellectuals and artists and people started thinking like we want to be different from Spain. Of course, the Civil War played a massive role on the situation, and there was a lot of repression for Catalonia and for the language and for any identity that makes us different. And even during 40 years of suffering this kind of oppressive regime, people still speak Catalan, although it was forbidden in public spaces. People still maintain the traditions. In 2006, there was a new legislation in Catalonia that was approved with the entire Catalan parliament, and it went to the constitutional tribunal, and it took 4 years to resolve the question. And in 2010, they came back with some amendments, and these amendments were pretty significant. 12 members of the Tribunal Constitutional decided that the entire population of the Catalonia, all what has been agreed in the Parliament, doesn't count because they think it was not right. In the recent years, we've been seeing, like, I don't know, 4 or 5 massive rallies, like with more than 1 million people in the street every year.
There is supposed to be a referendum vote on October 1st.
Yes.
What do you think about the Spanish government stepping in?
I don't think they have a lot of to say or to do in this situation. Yesterday, the Attorney General said 712 mayors in Catalonia, that's almost like 75% of all the mayors in Catalonia, will be charged if they don't behave according to the law, which means that they cannot support or promote or give any credit to this referendum. It's absurd to say that you're going to put on jail 712 mayors. Like, they represent the people that had democratically voted to them. It doesn't make any sense. I don't see how the Spanish government could stop the desire of a population.
What would it mean for people living in Catalonia if it became independent?
There was a rally, like, on the 11th of September, is our national day, and there was people saying, I'm going to the rally with pictures of my dad or my granddad or the people that has been fighting for this, and they're not here. It's like, I'm the first one being tired of having to explain myself, you know, like, I've been living overseas for more than 12 years, and every time you start a conversation, where are you from? You're from Barcelona, you're Spanish, like, no, I don't consider myself Spanish. Like, I'm tired, you know, like, I'm tired of trying to explain myself. I just want to be like a normal citizen of Dutchland or Scotland. At least they have the chance to vote. Like, we feel that we're like second-class citizens. Like, why in Quebec they can vote? Why in Scotland they can vote? Like, why in Montenegro they can vote? Like, why can't we vote? You know what I mean? It doesn't make any sense. I'm not saying that we win. If it goes ahead and it's officially the yes win, what it means that, well, I mean, I think it's awesome for Europe to demonstrate that there is a way of building countries without war.
Daniel Castro, president of the Catalan Centre of Victoria, speaking with The Wise, Rebecca St. Clair.